And finally, there's a presidential primary coming up in Wisconsin, but voters in the perennial swing state are finding that some of the political fervor they're used to is missing. That's because President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump already secured the Democratic and Republican nominations for president weeks ago. As Sean Johnson reports, their November rematch has some voters feeling uneasy.
On a recent Saturday, the inside of the Waukesha Expo Center is filled with vendors selling a little bit of everything at an event called Rummage-O-Rama. There are tables full of vintage clothes, furniture, and toys. Another sells steel oil cans, still full. For shoppers and vendors, this is fun. They're a little less excited to talk about politics. When asked about the upcoming April primary, some, like Gary Wolenzine of Waukesha, say they don't like either of the candidates. Wolenzine thinks Biden has spent too much money. He calls Trump a schoolyard bully. Wolenzine would typically vote Republican. This year, he may not vote at all.
That may be the first time I have not voted for a president in an election because they're both incompetent and not presidential material.
Rachel Cartwright of Oak Creek says she's also not sure either candidate is up to the job. For the first time in her life, she says she's afraid to even talk about who she supports in politics.
You know, we can't just calmly speak on who we believe in. That I think, has made this whole process a lot more difficult than it used to be.
A Waukesha voter named Kathy, who would only give her first name, says her sons no longer talk because of politics. There won't be third-party candidates on the ballot in April, but she'll consider them in November.
There has to be somebody else out there. I'm the eternal optimist, and I gotta believe there's somebody. I don't care if it's a Republican or a Democrat, but there's gotta be somebody else out there.
Not everyone is this unhappy with the current state of politics. But this snapshot of voters in swing state Wisconsin is more than just anecdotal. Trump and Biden both have negative approval ratings here. And in the last few Marquette University Law School surveys, pollster Charles Franklin says between 17 and 20% of voters had negative views of both candidates.
That's more an expression of dissatisfaction today than it is a prediction of whether they will actually vote or not in November. But it certainly shows that for this group of 17 to 20% of the electorate, they are seriously considering sitting it out or voting for someone other than Biden or Trump.
On the April ballot, voters' options are limited. Six Republicans appear alongside Trump, but they've long since dropped out of the race. For Democrats, there's a push to get progressives to vote uninstructed, a stand activists say would send a message that Biden's position on the war in Gaza is unacceptable. For people who work in politics, like Democratic operative Joe Zepecki, the state of the race has their attention.
It's concerning, full stop. The electorate is unruly and people are frustrated.
Zepecki says the answer for Democrats is to highlight Biden's record and remind voters of Trump, including his role in trying to overturn the last election.
I believe that the vast majority of the American public has not yet tuned into this election, and that couple billion dollars in advertising and the stakes of this election are going to bring it home.
Not everyone needs that convincing. Back at the Waukesha rummage sale, Keith Best with the County Republican Party says Trump voters are excited about this year.
We're at different events like this. We see that so many people come up to us and they want to talk politics because they don't have anybody that they can talk with at home. Sometimes it's just they want to vent.
And Biden voter Linda Jordan of Milwaukee says there's a lot to like about the president. She thinks other Democrats will come around.
I think when it comes down to it, everyone's, they'll come out. Those that are interested in their country, that are interested in politics, in our democracy, I believe they'll, you know, they may feel that way, but in practice or whatever, I believe that they will come out.
It's one thing to complain about the candidates in April, Jordan says. In November, she thinks people will see the election in a different light. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.